This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. This week, we've been looking back at a group of people who formed a commune in 1970s Los Angeles. People with names like ISIS.
We'd get all dressed up, and we knew we were going to blow minds.
And electricity.
It was cosmic. It was awesome.
They were followers of an ex-Marine turned natural foods pioneer who fronted a rock band and called himself Father Yod.
Yeah, I'm the father you all wanted. Never thought you had.
Father Yod died in a hang gliding accident, and the Source family split up. Last year, a new book about them was released, triggering a reunion. Day-to-Day contributor Jennifer Sharp attended.
I'd taken a sleeping pill the night before so I could wake up in time for the Source family's pre-dawn meditation. Former members of the long-disbanded spiritual commune had come back together for the week and were camped out in an L.A. house together for the first time in over 30 years. That night, over 30 former members of the Source family would converge on the silent movie theater on Fairfax Avenue.
This is the night. We're having our first public presentation in 33 years.
In celebration of the book Electricity and ISIS had just published, they'd be screening slides and footage from their vaults that almost no one outside the Source family had ever seen before.
About 3 years ago, Yod started a health food restaurant called The Source at Sunset Boulevard in Sweetser. And with the facility for feeding the bodies of his followers, he started feeding their minds and spirits as well.
Members of the Q&A panel started arriving, like Dr. Elena Michaels.
I'm a doctor of natural health and a psychotherapist.
Who'd been known in the family as Electra.
The bottom line is he was a 53-year-old guy, and he had 13 and 14 and 15-year-old girls running around the house, you know? There might have been a lot of things there that I see now as inappropriate. However, I'm very glad I was there. It was like a PhD in spirituality.
Also on the bill that night was the family's mysterious space rock band, Yehoah 13, who'd recorded 65 now mostly lost albums. They'd be making their first appearance in over three decades. While the band's drummer, Octavius, ran through the sound check, his 33-year-old daughter, Libra Welch, sat watching him from an empty row of seats.
I was born in the music room. And my dad put me in the bass drum.
Though she'd been one of the family's 52 at-home natural childbirths, she hadn't seen anyone since not long after she'd been born.
I was actually the baby that got really sick that gave the impetus for everybody to move to Hawaii.
Avoiding attention from the health department, Father Yod moved the family to Hawaii. 6 months after they'd settled, the 53-year-old robed guru stepped off a cliff in a hang glider, having never been up in one before.
All of a sudden, the wind just stopped, and the kite nosedived.
The theater was test projecting part of an old documentary, Aliens from Spaceship Earth. Suddenly, there was a close-up of ISIS.
The cause of death was listed as unknown when they did the autopsy, because his kundalini was, you know, it was released, and he left the body spiritually.
As the doors got ready to open, I checked in with the box office.
Hi there.
Outside, I found people like organic chef Michael Mandel, who'd followed in the footsteps of the family's seminal vegetarian restaurant on Sunset Boulevard, The Source.
It was called I Love Juicy.
I Love Juicy.
On Melrose.
Did you come up with that name?
Yes, I did.
Can we listen, ISIS?
Meanwhile, backstage, Electricity, who'd now changed into a long white robe, was getting everyone focused.
Okay, make sure that you're very professional, very concise, very quick. No running.
Taking charge had been a familiar role for Electricity, as the audience would soon see in a low-budget TV commercial the family made in Hawaii.
By now, you've surely heard of Father and Sons United Labor Force. I am Electricity, and I'm managing the labor force.
He'd formed a family labor force in Hawaii who stood behind him looking like an occult football team.
Our creed is to do every act with life, mind, truth, and love.
But by 1976, a year after Father Yod's death, they'd lost their financial footing and broke up. Many of them, like Dr. Elena Michaels, returned to a Los Angeles they no longer knew how to relate to.
I remember coming to L.A. and I was hitchhiking down Sunset Boulevard in a nightgown nursing my oldest son. And a woman stopped and she said, "You cannot hitchhike with your breast hanging out."
But the L.A. they came back to this time in the 21st century, with all of its organic fruits and vegetables, yoga mats, and businesses gone green, had brought to fruition so much of what they'd always believed in.
We're going to teach you the star exercise.
So when Electricity invited the audience to learn the star exercise, the entire crowd of yogis, rockers, and rabbis alike got up out of their chairs, stretched their limbs into a starfish position, and took 108 breaths of fire together. After the last exhales, Yehoah 13 launched into one of their famously unrehearsed sets of spontaneous music. As Jin the Aquarian played his guitar with an eagle feather, Electricity danced by the fire exit. A few days later, they'd all be gone.
This is Jen, who works for National Public Radio, who's been recording us. It started out a one-day record, and it's been 2 weeks later.
In the couple of months it's been since their pre-dawn meditation, where I was given an Aquarian name,
Genesis the Aquarian,
I've noticed that no matter how late I fall asleep at night, my eyes always seem to pop open just before the sun comes up.
And the password for tonight is, may the source be with you.
And as I lie there staring up at the stars through my skylight, I find myself wondering, is this me waking up, or is it Genesis the Aquarian? For NPR News, I'm still Jennifer Sharp.
You can listen to all three parts of Jennifer Sharp's series on our website. Plus, we have a ton of photos, videos, music, and a slideshow narrated by Isis the Aquarian. It's all at npr.org/day-to-day.